going after a third oil tanker. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Off the Venezuela coast, alleged to be carrying more black market sanctioned oil after another tanker was seized over the weekend. The first one captured is now anchored in Texas.
Officials say this Iranian-linked tanker is a dark fleet vessel, part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion. They say it's flying a false flag. And we could get an update over at Mar-a-Lago this evening from President Trump and his secretaries of War and Navy.
Fox's Madison Scarpino in West Palm Beach, Florida, near the Trump Resort. The U.S. is also taking action off our own coast, immediately suspending the leases of all large-scale offshore wind projects, citing national security concerns. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum also tells Fox.
This is the most expensive electricity being produced in our country. In some cases, it's anywhere between 5 and 10 times more expensive than if we were doing it with the traditional, reliable, secure American sources like natural gas.
The Trump administration is also tripling the cash bonus, trying to get more immigrants to self-deport.
If you're in this United States of America illegally, we will give you $3,000 through the holidays to send you home.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem tells Fox the U.S. will also pay for their flights and give them the chance to someday return to the U.S. legally. Russia is investigating if Ukraine's behind the murder of a general blown up this morning in Moscow by a bomb under his car. President Trump keeps eyeing Greenland, the Denmark territory he has said the U.S. should take control of for national security concerns. He's appointing Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry a special envoy.
Governor Landry writing on X that it's an honor to serve you in this volunteer position to make Greenland a part of the U.S. He said the appointment doesn't affect his position as governor of Louisiana. The U.S. ambassador to Denmark, of which Greenland is a part, has been summoned to explain the move. The Danish foreign minister warning America must respect territorial integrity. Greenland's prime minister said, we decide our own future.
That's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Got any gadgets? Get online protection. NordVPN has a ho-ho holiday deal just for you. Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro feature helps you avoid malware, phishing, and annoying trackers. Just a few taps and you're safer online. Let your gadgets sparkle with online security. Go to NordVPN.com and get up to 77% off plus 3 extra months. NordVPN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-486-9600. That's 800-486-9600.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Madeline Murray. Governor Katie Hobbs was in Yuma for a special holiday visit. Over the weekend, she made a special appearance at the Arizona Department of Veteran Services Veterans Home here in Yuma. The governor received a brief tour of the home and greeted residents, thanking them for their service and wishing them a happy holidays. This was the governor's first time visiting the veterans home in Yuma. Governor Hobbs adds that she is glad to work to meet the needs of veterans in the communities that they call home. Also, the Summerton Tamale Festival, Katie Hobbs was also at. Hobbs is the first ever governor to attend the event that benefits local Arizona State University students. Proceeds from the event went towards the El Diablo Alumni Chapter Scholarship Funds. On top of supporting college students, the governor was also quick to mention the camaraderie the festival showcases. Catch us on the TV side on News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
Forecast for today, clouds and sunshine mixed with a high of 80. And then for tonight, clear and 53, mostly cloudy skies later. And then 70 and cloudy tomorrow, 62 and cloudy on Tuesday night. Wednesday, Christmas Eve, look for partly cloudy skies in the morning. Chance of some showers in the afternoon and a high of 74 on Wednesday.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game. Marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
All right. Miss Kayla Err.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on Life, Death, and the Law. I know this is below your standards, but I really appreciate you saying yes, especially so quickly to Martine's request to come on. I was really interested to have you on because you're a very sought-after person here in our community. Did you know that?
I've heard it here and there, but it's still very hard to believe that I've moved up in the ranks from the start of my career. And I mean, I'm just happy that I'm making a name for myself and continuing the name for my family. And
so where did you start?
So we'll start a little bit from mid beginning, graduated from Yuma Catholic in 08, started going to AWC to get my fire science degree to become a firefighter.
Is that right?
I was going to follow my dad and my uncle's footsteps. Okay. Yep. We had the opportunity to move to Germany.
You and your parents?
My dad stayed here. My mom was a civilian in out at YPG. Mm-hmm. And her position opened up out in Germany. And she's like, hey, you guys want to go? And like, yeah, you know, so did some classes online while I was there. In the meantime, while we were, you know, living up in Europe, my dad passed away on duty at the fire station.
I'm sorry.
My sister wanted to finish up her high school year, her senior year at Yuma Catholic. So we moved her back from Germany to Yuma. And then I moved back to be her legal guardian then, so I dropped out of school.
Okay. So you were going to university in Germany?
No, I was still taking online classes at AWC.
I see, I see.
Yeah. And then when we come home for the seasons test there.
Okay.
Dropped out, became her legal guardian, got a full-time job as a 911 dispatcher for Roll Metro, which was where my dad worked, and got her through that. She didn't like the hours. You know, I heard, you're just like dad, you're always away. And I'm like, all right, I got to find a different job. So went from
this
there.
Is your sister?
Yes, yes. And we're 3 years apart. So not a huge gap, but, you know, for being 20. And
your mom's still over in Germany?
She was still there, yeah. Okay, so she didn't come back.
You and your sister here.
Yep, she sent her back. Yep. And so I came back to get her through that.
How was that?
The move or being her legal guardian? It was difficult.
Like being mom.
It was. You know, her and I, it was having to adjust that role from being a sister to being a
mom.
Yeah. And,
so she's
like,
you can't tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got that. Trying to maintain the rules of a household that, you know, my mom kept for us. You know, hey, rules still apply. I mean, I remember there was a time she showed up with a dog, like this puppy. And I was like, her bedroom has been closed quite a bit. Like, what's going on? Open it up, and there's a puppy in there. I said, what are you thinking? Like, we're not doing this. You're not going to keep a dog in the house. So I told her she had to take it back. And so I don't know what happened with that. But I remember those little bickering arguments we have, you know.
How are you guys now? I mean.
Oh, yeah. We're pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it could go one of two ways.
It could have, but no, we're great. Good. Yeah, we're very
strengthened your relationship rather than push you apart, huh?
I think so, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So where's she at now?
She is a corrections officer in Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Yep. With three kids that I absolutely love as my own. So, yeah.
So, okay. Wow.
Yep.
We haven't even got to, like, the stuff yet.
No, that's my life story.
So then you're a 911 dispatcher. Where'd you go from there?
Went to service master so that I wasn't on the night shifts anymore.
What's service masters?
They were an all phase restoration. So if your roof was leaking, they fixed it. If you had a flood, they fixed it. Mm-hmm. If you needed a pack out, they had the pack out. And it was just, it was a great company.
Like a restoration.
Yes.
Working off insurance claims. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like your thing floods and they got to cut out the sheetrock and all that junk.
Yep. So that's
the insurance.
That's where I went there.
Okay.
And
how long were you there?
I want to say like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
And Adrian Elder was in BNI or Rotary at the time. And he saw me there and said, hey, you know, you're a really great receptionist. I mean, I feel like I'm a people person, but, you know, he said, you're great at this. This is something, you know, I want to have you apply to be my assistant at Yuma Investment Group. Yeah. And I said, sure, you know, I think it's ready for a change. I'm ready to move out of this and still trying to figure out what I wanted to do in life because the fire service just wasn't there.
Yeah.
And applied for that. I got the reception position, not his assistant position, because they wanted that people person at the front and was there for 10 years. Wow. I just left in April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you left Yuma Investment Group to go over to Amberley's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought, I didn't know if there was a gap there. Like you had.
No, not at all. I think there was like
poached
four days.
You. Amberley's poached you. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there was a few. So I was originally sought out by Onvita for their fundraising development person. They went on the hiring freeze, so that didn't work out. And then I know ACF had reached out to me about their position there, not Veronica's, but the one, her assistant or fundraising position as well. And then so did Amberley's place. And
so you had all these offers at the same time.
I mean, they were like within a week between each other.
Is that right?
Yes.
I remember your name was floated in some of the board meetings and everybody was like, we can't get Kayla. Like, there's no way.
Yeah. Russell McLeod is the one that said, hey, you know, I think you'd be great for this position. I said, you know, to have him call me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not opposed to
anything. Yeah. So what made you choose Amberley's? Out of all the offers?
It rings close to home for me. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our experiences in life and some of us have gone through other hurdles that some haven't. So I was kind of part of that. But I also grew up with Amberley down the street. So her and I used to play.
Is that right?
So we lived a block apart.
Oh, no.
Yep. Wow. My parents would watch me cross the street at our intersection and then the next one over. And then I'd just walk down the street to her house and we would play.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
So, man, that is close to home.
Yes. So it kind of came full circle that way. And I didn't know what happened to her until I was about, I would say, eighth grade, ninth grade. And a detective had left a voicemail on the home line, you know, back in the day when they were still home lines. And I asked my dad about it and he said, well, this is what happened. I'm like, that explains a lot. I did not know what happened. I just remember hearing that I couldn't play with her anymore. And I vaguely remember walking down to her house and a truck was packed up and I was told to go away.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But no, she was a great friend and I'm just happy to help other kids and parents in the same situations.
If you were to explain to a teenager what Amberley's does, what would you say?
They assist victims of anything, whether it's anything from birth to death. If you're being abused, if your friend is being abused, if, you know, if anything's happening there, the best thing you can do is report it. Reporting can save a life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, elder abuse is one that not a lot of people know that we do, and we absolutely do. And to just remind them that domestic violence is not, it's not okay, and it's not something that should be happening. That's not the way we should be treated.
So if somebody's experiencing some form of abuse, what would they do? I mean, where do you even go? You know, like,
I mean, they can call Amberley's place.
Just call Amberley's.
Just call us. We have a hotline 24/7. You do not get a dispatcher. You get one of our advocates. And Christmas, New Year's, anything.
And then they're going to say what?
They're going to take us out. We're going to go out there. Well, if it's a domestic violence, we need to make sure that PD is on scene, or they can come to the advocacy center and we can assist them there.
And so the hope is that they can get to Amberlee's place, the center, and then that starts a process of what? What do you do?
Order of protection, an interview, see if they're going to report with law enforcement. That's always very important. But again, it's just up to
depending on the case,
it's
sure.
what they want to do. If they don't feel comfortable reporting,
okay.
I mean, they can report with us and, you know, we can try to help them and assist them the best way we can.
Yeah.
Maybe if Safe House is available, we can help them there. But if they don't want to report to law enforcement, that's not something that we can.
Do you think that happens a lot?
You know, I don't know. I don't have the statistics on that, but.
I mean, I put myself in a situation. If I were to put myself in a situation where I was experiencing something at home by a loved one, I don't know if I would be brave enough to say anything about it just because I would be worried that they would go away, you know?
Fear is the number one driven reason people go back. And it takes an average of 7 times for somebody to actually leave a toxic, abusive relationship.
So then they come to the center. And what I love about Amberlee's, one of the things I love, is the way it's designed. Where you'll never look back. You're always moving forward. You go through that process of they're going to ask you questions, finding out the actual facts of the situation. Is this not worthy enough, but does it rise to the level of getting the police involved? And if so, there's microphones in some of those rooms, right?
Yeah, they are recorded.
Yeah, so they're recording those conversations to gather evidence if it needs to be used by the police department. And then what happens with what does the police do in all this? Are they always involved, or
they do their investigation and proceed if
they warrant
the victim still wants to do it. If they want to press charges, I think that they can do it to a certain point, but they got to do their investigation and then.
Another thing I really like about that path as you go through that pattern is one of the rooms is like a medical room with special cameras and
yeah. So and devices. We have the children's medical suite and that one doesn't have the camera, but then we have the adult medical suite and that one has the cortex flux.
Capacitor, the flux capacitor.
It's the special camera that shows the damage to the tissue.
I don't understand.
I know it's cortex something. It's a cortex camera.
It shows trauma.
Yes.
And, tissue trauma underneath what we can actually see.
Yep.
I don't understand that. But
wow.
Well, with fair complected individuals like myself, I hit my leg on the truck and you immediately see that I hit myself. Mm-hmm. But for darker complected individuals, if you hit yourself, you can't see those marks, especially bruising that happens over time. So what we like to do is get those, if they're strangled, we'd like to get that camera and we'll take a picture. You'll see it. Just normal, and then they put the filter on it, and it's just you can see just black and blue, almost fingerprints at that point.
Wow.
And
interesting.
It just helps with the investigation and prosecuting if that's what they wind up doing.
And my understanding is that camera is like directly tied to OnVita, so it goes right to the doctor, and they can make an assessment.
I don't know about
almost
that.
Instantly.
Yeah, that's great though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. If not, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Hey, sounds good.
Nobody's going to dispute.
Maybe we should have that happen.
And the same with the police. I mean, everything. It's like Amberlee's. What one of the coolest things about it is it's plugged in. It's plugged into the hospital. It's plugged into the police department. So there's not. You don't have to wait 2 months to get the data over to the police department for them to do their thing. It's like real time. We're moving in real time.
One of the coolest things that I learned was that I know YFD can do it. I don't know if our other transporting agency, Roll Metro, can do it yet. But if the victim doesn't need immediate care, they can transport to Amberlee's place and not OnVita.
Oh.
So they do not need to go to the hospital if they do not need medical care.
Okay.
If they just need to get somewhere, get that picture, see an interviewist, then they can come straight to Amberlee's place and be transported by ambulance.
That's really cool.
I thought that was really amazing.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
What do you hear at the hospital? You get the nurse come in. What are you here for? Well, first you get the yeah. person at the front desk. What are you here for? Mm-hmm. Then you get the nurse. What are you here for? Then you get the blood panelist coming in there, taking your blood. What are you here for? Then the doctor comes in. What are you here for? And you're just reliving that trauma over and over and over again. If we don't have to subject our victims to that, then let's not.
Yeah.
And let's just have them come straight to Amberly's place.
I love that.
Yeah.
Very awesome. So you started in April?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So you've been there 6 months, let's say, a little bit more than 6 months. How's it been? Have you seen what's, I want to hear a story. Has there been anything in the last 6 to 8 months that really kind of like shook you?
Yeah. I would say baby Sunny was the first one. I think I was only working there for a week when we found the baby in the trash can. That was just absolutely devastating. And then it just seemed like after that, it was just a domino effect. And we just kept having these, you know, children just not.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story there. I saw a little bit.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that either. So I'd like to.
So they found a little baby in the dumpster.
It was a trash can.
It was a trash can over down at the mall.
I think it was the Best Western.
Best Western. Okay.
So across from Angry Crab, I think, is like if you're coming down the hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what role did Amberly's play there where we don't know?
Well, the victim didn't have any surviving family, and so we helped coordinate the funeral for that.
I see.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
The Desert Lily Annual Quilt Show is coming Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th at the Yuma Civic Center with hundreds of beautiful quilts and wearable art items on display. See this special quilt celebrating America's 250th birthday. There'll be items for sale at the country stores and a fat quarter basket drawing. Admission is just $8. Buy tickets for your chance at winning the Love in a Mist quilt. Proceeds to benefit the Hanson House. The Desert Lily Annual Quilt Show, January 9th and 10th at the Yuma Civic Center. Don't miss it.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
At Exceptional Community Hospital, we are redefining what emergency care should feel like. Fast, personal, and compassionate. Our experienced ER physicians and staff are here 24/7 to care for your unexpected illness or injury. Don't wait for emergency care when you can be seen in minutes. With short wait times, you'll get the prompt attention you need because every minute matters. And if your recovery takes longer, we provide the inpatient care you deserve. Exceptional Community Hospital. Compassionate care. Exceptional service.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
I wonder, like, did they do any DNA tests? Can they do that?
I'm sure they did. It's still under investigation, so nothing's going to be. I mean, I had my thoughts. You know, everybody thinks, you know, what's happening? You hear, why would a mother do that? And I'm just thinking, I'd like to think a mother wouldn't do that. I mean, what if she was being sex trafficked? What if, you know, what if, you know, there's all these things happening now. And I would like to think that it wasn't her doing that.
Yeah. Conscious choice.
Yes.
To...
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that was the case. It was just, you know, trying to give
benefit of
more humanity to the mother.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So baby Sunny. And then you said there was like a domino effect. What
else
happened?
Yeah. We had a couple others. There was, I think you guys saw it in the news. I think it was Aiden. I don't know much more about that, but there was a few more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Little ones. Like babies or toddlers?
I think it's ranging from infancy, which was Sunny, to teens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So this is a daily thing.
Yeah. You know,
that's a lot for your staff to.
It is. And, you know, although process. I see it in the back seat, we've got five amazing advocates that really, I mean, these girls, we see more than 3,000 victims a year and we have five advocates. So these girls are out there at 2 a.m. They're out there at Christmas. They're out there Thanksgiving, whatever it is. And so really hats off to them because, I mean, yeah, some of these cases shake me, but I'm not in the nitty gritty of anything. They are. And they're the ones that really deserve the round of applause.
So if you're not counseling people, what are you doing? What's your role there?
I'm fundraising. Fundraising, events, and donor relation.
One of the coolest things that I have loved since you've gotten there was your idea to do this pathway with bricks.
Yes, yes.
That was the coolest idea.
We've plateaued. Well, you did vote for it, so yeah, we'll give you some credit. Yes, so we've plateaued about 250, 260 of the 700 we want.
You plateaued?
Yeah, so we kind of just, sales are like one maybe every 3 or 4 weeks rather than 10 in a night that I was selling. So they were going fast there for a while. We did also have Week in Paradise, so we kind of backed off of the bricks for a little bit while we were pursuing that fundraiser.
Well, tell me about the bricks. What's the plan here? What are you talking about?
So we have a wheelchair ramp that is outside our front door, the entrance door to our facility. And to backtrack just a little bit, when I first started there, I noticed that the rooms had sponsors to them. And the plaques for those rooms were up by where the light switches would be. So they're up higher. But what I've noticed is our victims are not looking up. They're looking down. They're avoiding eye contact. They're embarrassed. They're ashamed. Eye contact is not a big thing. And so them seeing who is there to support them, these businesses that have, you know, sponsored these rooms, wasn't being seen. I'm like, how can we let our victims know that the community supports them and that although they're experiencing this abuse or this trauma, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You're here for help and that's what we're going to give you. So I thought, well, you know, the wheelchair ramp isn't looking the best. You know, it's looking pretty rough. Let's take that out and put bricks that are engraved with names or business names or a quote. We have a couple quotes that have been going out. And so we've just been selling those. And the plan is to get the 700 sold and put them all in there and then do a reveal.
Okay, so... anybody can buy a brick.
And
how much is it?
$250.
$250, and I can buy a brick and I can put whatever I want on there. Well, within reason.
Yes. Yes.
No profanities?
No.
Okay. Sean was thinking about profanities. That's why I asked.
You would, wouldn't you?
But, yeah, it's like we haven't done it yet for Decent Gardner and Hanson, but I wanted to. If you want to.
There's a brick for you.
How much are they?
$250. She just said that.
Oh, sorry.
He hasn't had his coffee yet.
That's true. That is very true.
Sorry.
So $250, and you put your name down or you put a quote down. Have you had a favorite quote really stand out to you?
No, but my favorite brick is for my dad, so I'm...
Of course. It's just a name.
It's in memory of Fire Captain David, and then it has his end of watch date.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
No, see, it sounds like a cool thing that you could give as a gift because today there's so much, you know, we have so much material stuff and I don't want to get over into this rant about, you know, we have too many things and we should think more about like essentialism, but it's true. It's, you're thinking about what to give somebody for Christmas or their birthday. And in my mind, if you have to think really hard, what don't they have? Then really they don't need anything. And so what can you do that demonstrates that you are thinking about them and you're putting forth the effort to show that you care about them on their anniversary or their birthday or Christmas? Mm-hmm. But it's not going to go out and just spend something on garbage.
Yeah.
And so I think that'd be a great gift
to give
somebody.
I like that idea.
I like that. Hey, so I'm going to get an email from you, right? You going to buy one for all the kids?
I don't know about all the kids. I have six kids. But I absolutely, I think... Yeah, let's do that.
So how is it? So I buy a brick. What's that brick look like? Is it just a red brick?
It's gray, and it's just an average size rectangle
normal,
brick.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And then how does my stuff get on there? Is it etched on there?
It is. So Elite Engraving is the one. We're trying to keep it all local. They're the ones engraving all the bricks for us. And then they are painting it black on the inside so that it really pops. It's not just an engrave and we're leaving it as is because, I mean, that would be really hard to see. So she's actually going through and painting the inside of the words so that it really, I mean, they really do stand out. And we do also have that on our Facebook page as well.
You have what?
The advertising and the images of...
So we can see bricks already done?
Yes.
Can you purchase them right there on Facebook?
No, but you can do it on our website.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep. If you go to calendar under events, there's just a little tab that goes all the way through that says pathway.
Okay.
Yep.
So if I want to buy a brick, I go online, go through that menu item, look for pathway, and then I can buy my brick. And then can I upload an image?
You can email all that to me.
Okay.
You can put the notes in... And then you can email me the image.
An image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to do a logo.
The Caballeros bought one, so we have that logo. The Cabs.
Caballeros.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Theirs is pretty cool, and that was very, very small.
Detailed.
Oh, yes.
Well, ours is going to be better.
Of course. I mean.
Just wait.
It's going to have our faces.
It's going to have our faces
on there. Oh, my gosh, like Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. 3D.
Either that or like Han Solo, you know, when he was...
Carbonite.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love that idea, actually. That's fantastic. What, see our heads right there?
Oh, hey, yeah.
We're already ahead of the game.
Looks
like my... That looks like a death mask now that I look at it.
It looks very red.
Yeah, I was...
Did you get back from the beach?
It's nail polish. I had snuck it out of my wife's kit. I'm like, this looks like skin color.
Okay, we'll let that one slide.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so we've got
cool it is.
The pathway, and now we are working on the gala.
Wait, hold on. How many did you say you've sold so far?
258, if I have
258?
That. Mm-hmm.
That's
700.
It?
There's about so we've got 492 left to sell. And when do we have to sell them by?
Well, I was hoping to have it done by the end of the year.
Okay, so we got to rush. We got to buckle down.
But installation hasn't been scheduled yet. So there is no rush, but I don't want it to take forever because we've already got these companies that are waiting on it. So I am going to schedule installation once we hit the 500 mark. Although I did just talk with Tori yesterday, because I'd come up with another idea for this pathway, is to have a concrete... slab put in the middle of it and to have a plaque with Amberlee's information on there.
Oh, I like that.
And so that will take up a little bit of room. I got to figure out all the logistics on that idea, but that will help take up just a little bit of room for some of the bricks that we're having a little bit of a problem selling, but also make it just that much nicer.
Why are you having a problem selling them? I don't understand.
I think it's just the holidays.
Oh, like right now.
We were through the summertime, man, those things were going left and right. And
how do you advertise it? How do people find out?
I have been going to all of the chamber mixers. I have been emailing all of our current donors. I have email blasts going out and it's on our Facebook and social media.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Also the interviews, Jennifer Blackwell, I was on that one. And then I think we also had some ads go through El Dorado. We had it.
Yeah.
So you've been going out and shaking the trees.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hopefully we're way better and bigger than Jennifer Blackwell. So.
But I love her. She's very nice.
I'm teasing.
We are not. Direct shot.
We are not.
At least she's not listening to this.
Nobody listens. So that's the problem. We are safe to say whatever we want. But I hope that some of the listeners, though, absolutely, they get piqued. their interest gets piqued because this is an awesome cause. Amber Lees is just a great, great, not even just local charity. It is known nationally by Washington, D.C. Everybody's watching because it does stuff uniquely because of that collaboration with OnVita and with the police. It's actually pretty unique in the United States that we have something like this, an advocacy center that does that. I don't know of any others. And so it's a model to the rest of the state of Arizona, most definitely, and the nation. That's why we've had so many representatives from Washington, D.C. come and visit.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know of any other advocacy centers that have law enforcement stationed in their center.
Like plugged in.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have about, okay, so let me think. I got to go like walk down the building. We've got 3 offices, 4 offices, 5 offices. And one of those, I think there's 2 people in there.
For Yuma Police?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's 100% independent, right? It's not a government entity, correct?
No.
So that, I think, is the greatest appeal about it. Because at least in my mind, anything that has to deal with the government, there's a lot of bureaucracy, there's paperwork, there's maybe a lot of administration that's involved in it, and the help that you want to get to the victims, if you're donating and you want to participate, it gets soaked up in all of that, you know, government bloated system. And in Amberley's place, that's not the case. Although you get the government entities that need to be involved there, like the police and even advocates with the hospital or other, you know, larger entities. But it's a private organization, and so it's got that very personal touch. I've walked through it. I've participated in volunteer opportunities to put together food packets and care packages there. And it does not feel at all like a government entity in the fact that it's you can tell that every dollar has a purpose when it goes in there. 100%. And so as a donor, you feel like you got way more than you contributed as far as the impact to the actual victims that you're trying to help out. That's what I love about it. And I wish there could be more collaboration and more private organizations that could do that. I don't know how Amberley's Place was able to orchestrate that so smoothly, but yeah, that's probably the biggest selling point for me, because when I'm donating to any type of charity or organization, I want to know how much is going to the actual victims or people that need the assistance as opposed to administration.
Yeah.
Now, you're administration, so you take offense to that because you want it to go to you.
Right. Well, I just like to tell people Amberley's Place is by the community for the community. Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for our community members, the wheels wouldn't keep turning. So
yeah. I think that's a testament to Yuma, actually, and the people here. I mean, I've been on the board for, I don't even know now, many years, and every one of them. Why are you laughing at that?
Because I lose track of my years, too.
Yeah, I know. It's like I don't even know anymore. But, yeah, everybody that's come and gone, I mean, they're just fantastic individuals in the community. And I would say I think it is the way it is because there's a culture there that was in the very beginning created. And everybody's been very meticulous about protecting that culture and the design of really it's for these people, these victims that come through, and that's the highest priority. Nothing else matters, and we're going to sacrifice all of our communal, desires for those victims. And that's very much the sentiment that I get there at Amberley's.
Yeah, I'm still just blown away with Amberley's Place, and I definitely made a right call.
And what did your husband think about this decision?
The move from Yuma Investment Group, he supported me. The hiccup that we had was, it was said that my paperwork was on HR's desk at OnVita, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to put my 2 weeks in. I mean, when was the last time I left a position? 10 years ago. So put in my 2 weeks, and then I got the call 3 days later. They were on the hiring freeze, and that was the conversation we had to have. All right, I put my 2 weeks in.
Oops.
And now they're on a hiring freeze and they don't know where they're going to sit with that. And, you know, bless Tom's heart because I sent my 2 weeks to Tom while he was in the Bahamas. Mm. So I said, hey, you know, I appreciate everything you've done for me, allowed me to grow and spread my wings, but now it's time for me to spread my wings.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
This is a daily note from JamesABrown.net. One of the things that surprised me most in 2025 was the big LA fire. Remember that? It seems almost like an afterthought. I keep thinking about all the images of people driving through flames to escape and fighting fires with garden hoses and orange skies at noon. All this seems to be memory hold from the national conversation. Recently, I started watching podcaster and comedian Adam Carolla's vlogs, where he surveys the damage. He shows entire neighborhoods that were erased, and he's not sure that it'll ever get back to the way it was. I don't think it will either. So what do you think? What's the future of LA? And what surprised you this year? Let me know on jamesabrown.net. On that note, I'm James A. Brown, and as always, be well.
Christmas is just around the corner, and if you still have gifts to buy, the best place to do that is Macy's Great Gift Sale. Get amazing deals on last-minute gifts, like fine jewelry and fragrance sets, boxed and ready to give. And everything from designer bags to Nespresso coffee makers at 30 to 60% off. Plus, your Macy's is the most festive place this holiday. So come in and find everything left on your list, all in one place. The Great Gift Sale ends Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off select prices. Exclusions apply.
A new exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card is your opportunity to go from cardholder to ticket holder for the FIFA World Cup 2026. For a limited time, when you're approved for a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card, you're eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more today at bfa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. All rights reserved.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
And so he came back from the Bahamas, and he said, so where are you going? I said, well, that's a good question, because my paperwork is sitting on HR's desk at Onvita, and they're on a hiring freeze. And he goes, you know what? He goes, we'll keep you till you find something.
Wow.
And I was like, you just took away so much stress, because I was trying to figure out what I was going to do.
Yeah.
So that was on a Monday. Thursday, I was at Rotary. Russell McLeod comes up. He goes, hey, a position opened up at Amberlee's place, and I want you to apply for it. I think you'd be great. You're great at fundraising. I've been on multiple boards and committees where it's just, I think that was my niche, right? And so talked with Tori, had my interview the next day, and then I was hired.
That's awesome.
Yep, got the call. And so that was the biggest hiccup we had, was trying to figure out, all right, am I just
going to... Where am I going? Yeah. Yep. So I see. But your husband, it sounds like he's fully backing you.
100%. He is the best. Couldn't do life without him.
The decision actually to leave Yuma Investment Group, it sounds like you'd already kind of made that decision.
Yeah. You know, it was on the table. It was, what else can I do for my community? Tom had got me started with a board. He said, join a board, any board. I want you to get your feet in the door. So I had joined the board for Catholic Community Services here in Yuma, and I was like, this is my calling. This is what need to be doing is fundraising. Mm-hmm. And so then I went from that. I was currently an ambassador with the chamber. They wanted me to be on the board of directors for them. So I joined the board of directors for the chamber, and then I was still on the committee for Yuma Childburn. And so I said, okay, I think I'm biting off more than I can chew, but it's the purpose. You know, Yuma Childburn, you're doing it for the kids, and Lord knows they need help. And we don't have a burn unit in Yuma, so we know they're getting flown out, so they need that support. So that kept calling me. And with Catholic Community Services, their adult daybreak program, I wanted to give back in that sense, because my grandma would send my grandfather there. He had dementia. And so when she wanted to go to a board meeting or get her hair done, she would take him there. And there was staff, nurses, and he'd have arts and crafts, and he'd do his thing, and she'd pick him up and were good to go. And so I wanted to give back. So doing all of that was really just very rewarding. And so I wanted to not just leave Yuma Investment Group, but go somewhere where I can really make a difference.
Were you active in high school in Yuma Catholic?
Not so much. No, really? I kind of stayed in myself.
I don't even know what they have there, but
well, back clubs. Then they were still getting accredited.
Oh, is that
so
right?
There was no 4-H. So I was very big in 4-H and I was hoping to go into FFA. That's why I wanted to go to COFA so that I can be part of FFA. Mm-hmm. Didn't do that. And I wasn't going to be in high school and still be in 4-H because that's for the kids, right? So mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, maybe this is my... So during high school, I just did barrel racing and not so much through the school, but stayed active outside of that. And then I was also part of the Explorer program for the fire department.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So did you fairs and stuff growing up, it sounds like?
Lived there.
But did you?
Like 6 a.m. to closing. You know, you were there to take care of the animals, and then you were showing, and then you wanted to go and have fun, and I basically lived at the fair.
What'd you do with all that money?
I bought my first vehicle.
Did you really?
Yep, we put it into a savings account and got my...
When you turn 16, you got a car.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And a horse. So a horse. Yeah. My dad's like, hey, you know, go out into the arena. So we'd already had a horse. He was a senior. We rescued him. And he was a putt-putt horse. He was just one to, like, learn on. He wasn't spunky.
Okay.
And I walk out there, and there's little Palomino out in the arena. And I'm thinking, he's tiny. I mean, he's a short guy, right? I mean, big enough to ride on, but I mean, he's no thoroughbred. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, okay, he's really pretty. And he goes, well, do you want to buy him? Sure. Okay. Let's add him to all the other animals. We've got goats and chickens and a turkey that showed up from nowhere. And the peacocks from the neighbor's house are all there. And, you know, county life, guys. Mm-hmm. And I said, sure. And the neighbor across the street from us, he was rescuing horses from Mexico and training them and selling them.
Okay.
So he had trained this horse and he was already ready to go. And our next door neighbors had a longer arena. So we put barrels out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of started doing it that way. We tried the team pinning thing. That wasn't really my jam, but I definitely loved barrel racing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And this new Mexican horse could do it?
He was short. So we named him Littlefoot.
Okay.
Because he was the smallest horse mm-hmm. that we had. And it was just very fitting.
I was looking for, or I have been looking over the course of the last few years, I've been looking for a small pony, like a miniature pony.
To do what with?
I don't know. I think I don't want a full horse because that's a lot. That's a lot to commit to.
It's like a boat.
It is. It's like a lot of food, a lot of stuff. And if it dies, like that's difficult to take care of. I've seen it in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving once a couple years ago and there's a dead horse just laying there.
Yeah.
And they had to bring a whole backhoe. It was a whole deal.
A whole.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was big.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'd rather just have a mini horse and... Yeah, you know, I can ride a mini horse.
You can put a wreath around it and bring it to work for events, and it's a write-off.
When I looked on Facebook, though, they're a lot more expensive than a normal horse because people want them because you can use them for commercial purposes at, like, the little kitty petting zoos and stuff. You take them to parties. I'm like, I just want a mini horse, but it's super expensive.
Everybody's getting the Highland cows, those little miniature ones.
So
with
bad.
They are super wants. Adorable, but we're so warm here and they have all that hair. I can only imagine that they're literally baking in the summertime.
They're
cute. I don't think they're good for Yuma. Get
animals,
a camel.
They'll make it through. But yeah. Have you thought about getting a horse now?
We've talked about it, but we do live in the city, so we would have to
board it somewhere.
Yep. And we know where we can. There's one off of County 14 that we would definitely take, yeah. But it's having to go make another stop with the commitments that we already have around town. And
what
now
commitments do you have?
Well, you know, we've got Amberlee's Place, anything we've got through that, and then the boards that we're on, and mm-hmm. then all the events that come with the boards, and so, yeah.
So then what do you do with your free time?
Laundry. I mean, we all kind of do it, right? We try to get together for dinner with friends. My sister's in Phoenix. Try to get together with family if we can, but mostly it's just trying to maintain the house so that it just doesn't fall apart like it does the rest of the week, you know?
That's all the wrong answer. You're supposed to say, I'm selling bricks. You should always be selling bricks.
That's during work days. That's when I'm at all the events, when I'm not at home.
You're always selling bricks.
And sponsorships for the gala.
There you go. Now let's talk about the gala.
Yes.
The gala's coming up in January.
The 31st.
Okay, the end of January.
Yep.
And is that out at the Kachan Casino again?
Yes. Yep. Okay. It'll be out there on the 31st at 5:30. We do have a guest speaker coming in, but that will be announced later. But he's really cool. I've watched his video. I think he spoke with us back in like 2013 or 20. So he's been with us before. And then, of course, it's James Bond theme. So I'm super excited.
Did you come up with that?
I did. How can we do a fun theme that we don't see everybody else doing? Although it's Casino Royale and some people have done that, but it's not really targeted to James Bond. And we work with police, you know, it's just
secret agent.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, let's have a good time. So we're working on all of that.
That's super fun. I like it because some of the past ones we've gone to, I don't want to dress up like I'm an adult.
Right. Just wear a tux.
No, I'm just saying in the past, like we had to wear, I think the last one was like a Venetian something. I don't remember. So you have to wear masks.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it. I already have glasses on my face. I can't have a mask and my glasses.
So this one's a lot better. Okay. You can just look really nice.
I like it. Yeah, when I'm excited.
The 31st of January. So we got some time to order our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it work, though? In order to go to this gala, do you have to be a sponsor?
Well, the sponsors will get a table of 8. So those sponsors can invite whoever they want. We will be selling individual tickets, but those are going to be very limited. So
what do you mean?
So
like if I didn't get a whole table, I can buy an individual ticket and just walk around?
Well, I mean, you'll get a seat, but I mean, I think we're only going to have enough individual tickets to fill.
Those are the people that didn't buy tables.
Half a table.
Ugh. Don't even look at them.
But also with sponsorship, you get the advertising part of it. And if you get a high enough sponsorship, you get premier table. So it's going to be at the best spot in the event venue that you can get.
Do you have live music?
Yes. We have a DJ.
Okay.
We're not doing the dueling pianos this year.
Why? Too expensive?
Well, we got to like switch it up a bit. We can't have the same thing every year, you know.
I thought it was cool.
But they are floating the lights from the DJ from the ceiling.
Oh.
So there's not going to be that like four corner with the legs. That's not going to be
not
there.
Happening.
Yeah. Nope. He said, we're going to float everything from the ceiling. And I said, that sounds pretty nice. Okay.
Yeah, I like to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we did have a couple people reach out, and they said, Kayla, we really just want to have a good time at the end of the night. You know, we don't want to just come in, eat dinner, buy the auction items, and then leave. Like, we want to have a good time. We want to relax. Okay, perfect. So we've got the right guy. He's in there. He's going to make sure that everybody dances, has a good time afterwards, get your room so you're not driving home afterwards after drinking, if you drink. So it's going to be great.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Have you ever thought about having a magician?
I think for the right theme. For the right theme, maybe.
I think that would bring the people.
You think
so? If I knew there's a magic show, I will be there.
You know, we have a magic guy at Mardi Gras. He walks up and down Main Street.
He does?
Magic tricks for the crowd.
Like,
he's pretty good.
Is he?
What's like, Mardi Gras?
I don't know.
February 13th.
I acted like I knew.
Mardi Gras.
It's Mardi Gras, but I guess we do it here.
It's a whole block party. So that's put on by Fort Yuma Rotary, and that's going to be February 13th. And we, Fort Yuma Rotary, is looking for sponsorships for that as well.
Wait, so you're on that too still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom is the chair.
You're double dipping here.
Tom's the chair. I told him I can't be soliciting sponsorships because I've got this gala, but...
Okay.
Mardi Gras has a magician. So it's a fun event. It is a really fun event.
Yeah. So tell us, I didn't know we did it. So
it's in downtown Yuma or something.
Yeah.
We were a sponsor?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Well, we've got a new VIP section. So that's really neat. And that's what everybody's going for is that VIP section because it's a horseshoe and it goes in front of the stage. So not only do you get your food taken care of and your drinks taken care of as part of the VIP package, but you also get seating and closer stage access.
Okay. What's on the stage? A magician?
No, he's out in the crowd.
Oh. Is he even invited or he just shows up?
No, he's invited.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's on stage?
The entertainment.
Which is? Do you have that locked in yet?
Well, you know, we've got Frank Orduno. He's local. He has a band, which I cannot think of off the top of my head.
I've heard the name.
Yes. And then we've got someone coming in from San Diego. He was the same entertainer from last year, and all the VIP feedback was, we want him back.
Okay.
So he's coming back, and we requested that he brings his stage dancers. So we'll have an additional fun stage dance.
What kind of like music are we talking?
Journey.
The classic.
The lively rocks. Stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. So this is Mardi Gras, and that's February 13th, which is a Saturday.
Friday.
Because the 14th is Valentine's. And so you could do a 2-for-1, right?
Well, it's also rodeo weekend.
Oh, it is?
It some reason, it always gets... Like, one year it's not, and then another year it runs over rodeo. So I think this year it's going to, well, for 2026, it's going to run over rodeo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still involved in rodeo?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. The last time I was part of the rodeo was in 2011, and the JCs put on an honor ride for my dad.
Because
he was also part of the JCs.
Very cool.
Yeah, that was the last time.
Kayla, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
I hope everything goes well for the gala. I say gala. You say gala. No judging. Yeah. And for Mardi Gras. Huh?
Yes, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. And then you got the for the Rotary, you've got the...
Mardi Gras. Yep.
French.
Yes.
Yeah. Mardi Gras, February 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we want people buying bricks.
Yes.
So go to the website. Go to Amberly's Place website.
Yes.
And buy a brick.
Yes. Or you can email me or call me. My email is Kayla@AmberlysPlace.com. And then you can just call the number for Amberly's
Place. Kayla spelled K-A-Y-L-A.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. Email me. We'll get you all taken care of. Get your payment processed and get your bricks ordered.
I love it.
Yep.
I want a brick. I'm excited.
All right. I'm in.
Nice. Okay.
We're getting bricks.
Love it. Plural. I love it.
That's your Christmas present. Merry Christmas, Adam.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thanks, Kayla.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Eldorado Broadcasters invites you to support Crossroads Mission, and our friends at Cal Ranch will match up to every dollar donated, up to $1,000 total. Crossroads Mission serves those at their crossroads in life with programs, services, emergency shelter, free meals, along with drug and alcohol treatment programs in our community. This holiday season, Crossroads Mission will need your support more than ever. With Cal Ranch's match, your money will help twice as many women, men, children, and families. $5, $10, $20, or $50. It all helps. Give today and help transform a life. You can donate directly to Crossroads Mission or donate at Cal Ranch by rounding up. If you're unable to donate money, consider joining the volunteers that help keep Crossroads Mission running smoothly. On behalf of everyone at Eldorado Broadcasters and Crossroads Mission, thank you for your generous help and support, and happy holidays.
If you're the owner and or operator of a local business and want to continue to hear the right talk, please consider advertising on KBLU. Your advertising dollars are the gasoline for the Clark, Kilmeade, Hannity, Beck engine. Without your support, the old 560 just won't roll. Reach out to like-minded folks, the Patriots listening to this legendary radio station. When you do, you can invite new customers in and remind regulars to visit more often. And most importantly, keep the programming you love on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.